We have a chef who, a well-known chef, George Vogelbacher. So people who've been around for a long time know Vogelbacher's name because he had a restaurant called Le Cordon Bleu. He has been, for the last several years, involved in the Winter Park Fish Company, which is just on the block from that location. And suddenly came the news that he is no longer there. And we don't know exactly why he was asked to leave. He did tell me that it was not his choice to leave. He's jumped in and started his own company. He's going to keep cooking. I believe he's over 70 years old now. So, you know, he's just one of these diehard chefs who's just not ready to put down his spatula. We had a little thing with Park Plaza Gardens. Of course, Park Plaza Gardens is one of the area's most venerable restaurants. It's been around for a long time. And they had a little problem with a health inspection that shut them down. But it was for 4 hours, one afternoon. These things happen to restaurants, but rarely does it get to the point where they actually say, you may not open until we come back and make sure that you've taken care of it. You know, my thought is that right now, Park Plaza Gardens is probably one of the cleanest places in town because they've had the fear of God put in them, and they're probably staying on top of things. So
would you eat at a place that had been closed?
Of course I would, and I have. As long as they keep on top of it, and I'm sure they are. Downtown, we had a restaurant that had just opened in the old the Sanctuary condominiums. It was called Lotus, and I did not give it a good review. But it's the same owners. They just decided they brought in a consultant who said, you've just got to change the whole thing. So it's no longer Lotus. They did not close down at all. They've just made some changes, and they're about to put the sign out front that's going to be Mingo's, short for Flamingo's. So they're going for a Floribian, you know, the Caribbean and Florida fusion thing. So haven't been yet since they've become Mingo's, but looking forward to trying it out.
On that one, though, I read on your blog that they make tacos from naan bread.
Yeah, which of course is not a taco. I mean, when you really think about it, they're doing things like that that kind of make me wonder, you know, are you really serious about your food? And they were about to open up another restaurant next door that was called Honey, was to be called Honey. And their conceit there was that it was going to be an aphrodisiac restaurant and serve only foods that are supposed to be aphrodisiacs. You know, everybody's got to have a gimmick. But they've decided not to open that at all. And that's where we are now. And the other big news is that Dogmatic is coming to the Mills Park area, Mills Park up where Fresh Market is at Mills and Virginia. And Dogmatic is a hot doggery, I guess we call it. The only other one is in New York City, right off of Union Square. I went to it several years ago. And the reason I went to it, it's just a small hole in the wall. But Brad Bloom, who used to be an executive with Darden, is the guy who came up with this concept. He's a Central Florida resident. And so he's bringing his next one right here, and it's all organic meats, organic hot dogs, and that's going to open up sometime next year. So lots of things going on.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.